Welcome to the Maseches Lavos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7. This Mishnah is a follow-up on the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, where we saw the concept of having done is called Adam L'Kav Suchas, where the person is supposed to give everyone the favor of the doubt. However, this Mishnah says that you should know that that's only where you have a person who it's questionable if they're a Rasha, if they're wicked or not. But if a person is a blatant Rasha, he's someone that you see constantly doing evil things, then a person should distance themselves. As the Mishnah says, Nito HaBeliyoyim, and Nito HaBeliyoyim says, Harchek, distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Don't live near them. If you have a bad neighbor, sell your house and move somewhere else. And don't have any type of friendship with a wicked person. And as Chazal teach us, if a person does become a close friend with a Rasha, then when the Rasha is punished for his Averis, this person as well is punished as being part or an accomplice of those Averis. And finally, Nitar Beili said, Al Tisyash Menah Peronis, don't give up from tragedy when a person is having a difficult time. And this particularly follows up on this harchik mishachi rarot eschabel rasha, because sometimes a person sees a wicked person that's so successful, and he has a large house and fancy cars and a big summer home, etc., etc., and you want to kind of have a friendship with this person. It's like a friend with benefits. And when you see that the Mishnah tells you you can't, and you separate yourself, and you're struggling, and this fellow's a Rasha, and he has all kinds of luxury and opulence. On that, says the Mishnah, don't worry, Al Tisyayish, don't give up hope just because you have a difficult life and it seems like he has a life that's a bowl of peaches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon, he has a calculation. Perhaps this fellow is receiving all the reward for anything that he did in this world, and when he comes to Olam Haba, he'll have nothing. And perhaps in Olam Haba, you'll have the most incredible place. Don't give up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an idea. Let's see Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. Just a brief introduction. So this Mishnah has another pair of leaders of the Sanhedrin, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach. Who were these people? So interestingly enough, they lived in the period of time of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech was a wicked, wicked king, and he banished all the Talmidei Chacham. He killed the Talmidei Chacham in Klal Yisrael. At the same time, Yanai's wife hid one Talmid Chacham, her brother, Shimon ben Shatach, and at least there was one person that was left to survive. Eventually, he was appointed to the head of the Sanhedrin, but the Sanhedrin was full of tzedukim, of Sadducees, who didn't believe, they only believed in the Torah Shebiksav. They were not the appropriate people to be people in the Sanhedrin. And slowly but surely, Shimon Shatach turned it over, and he brought in people who were Yireim Mushlemim, appropriate people. He also called Yehuda ben Tabai, who had fled during the period of Yanai, to Alexandria and Mitzrayim, to ask him to lead the Sanhedrin. And the two of them together were able to rectify a lot of the inappropriateness, the Avodah Zarah, the idol worship, and bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since they were both in the Sanhedrin, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon Shetach kiblu mehem, they received from the previous generation. Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al tas atzmacha k'arche hadayan. Do not be one of those judges who kind of guides, you know, one of the plaintiff or the defendant, how to present their case so that they could come out victorious. That's obviously us, or a dayan has to be one, a judge has to be 100% impartial. More than that, shubaladin ma'im lefanecha yu'inecha kersham. When the plaintiff and the defendant, the two parties are standing in front of you, you should view them as wicked. That means don't expect that they are saying the truth. You have to be extremely cautious and almost pessimistic that each of them is lying. This way you'll be able to flush out the truth and give the appropriate judgment. However, on that note, ukishiniftar milfanecha, once the verdict has been passed and they accept it to follow the verdict, you may necha kesagayim, that both party, even the guilty one, should view him as an innocent person. He made a mistake. Something went wrong. Because they accepted upon them the judgment, and now we're willing to go forward, and justice has been served. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.